there. Welcome to the Energetics Emotional Eating Podcast. It's just me, Emily, today. Jen will be back with us next week. We miss her dearly. But I hope that you all had a wonderful Christmas. Any other holidays that you celebrate during this time. Happy holidays to you all. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you for supporting us, and thank you for just interacting with us and just creating a great place for support, encouragement, because everybody here is in the same boat. None of you are alone, and I think that's very comforting to remember sometimes when we feel like you might feel like, oh, I'm the only one that struggles with this. No one knows what I'm feeling. But take heart, because there are people in the same boat as you. And, you know, that's what we're here to remind you about. So, just looking back at this past week. Last week was Christmas. We were doing our holiday series, the 7-part series that kind of led up to Christmas, with the last episode being your game plan for the day. And so today, just want to talk to you about how that went. How did that go for you? And I know it's easy to look back and think of all the bad things that might have happened, that you feel like, oh, I did this, I did that, this happened to me. But really, those things do happen, but they are not, you know, meant to be fixated on, and, you know, are not meant to continually carry those with us. And so, with that, today I will be talking about just, you know, the reminder to focus on what did and what does work. You know, we do get whatever we focus on. We get more of that. So it's that reticular activator that we've talked about previously. If we keep thinking about it, our brain's going to look for it. It's going to see it more places, and it's going to create those pathways in our brain to take us to that spot. I mean, you probably can think of something in your life that you might do this with, whether it be a food that we're talking about, whether it be the negative talk, self-talk that you have with yourself, whether it be that fear, anxiety that you have that you keep thinking about, whatever it may be, we all have it, and we do get more of whatever we do focus on. So, when we do look back at the holiday last week, I encourage you all to look at what did work. What did you enjoy? What did you implement that you were surprised that worked? What had you practiced before that turned out to work again? Don't just think about, oh, this went good, but this blah, 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 blah. No buts. We are here to talk about the positives, because there are always positives. And so, as I look back at my Christmas last week, I thoroughly enjoyed trying new recipes and getting to cook with my mom and sister for the rest of our family. I enjoyed getting to eat that food with them. I enjoyed getting to play games. And I felt like enjoyed just eating food to simply enjoy the flavor, not for any particular reason of I need to binge eat this snack or dessert to keep my mouth busy so I don't have to talk so much, or whatever it may be. We all have our little tics and what we tend to revert back to, that being mine. But this year I thought about it and I tried to remain, you know, steadfast in remembering that goal. You know, remembering I don't need to just stand here and stuff my face. Let me go talk to this relative that I wouldn't necessarily put myself out there to go talk to. Things like that. So, you know, it's easy to think, like I said, the bad things. Do I feel bad about how much I ate? Do I feel bad about what the scale says? You know, As you've probably seen around, there's all these different memes about the days between Christmas and New Year's. December 25th through January 1st. The time where, oh, I just ate like crap on Christmas. Might as well make it 6 more days until I start my new diet plan on January 1st. You know, we've all heard it. We're like, what day is it? What am I supposed to be doing? Where do I need to go grocery shopping? No, because I have so many leftovers. Whatever it may be, you've probably seen those memes. And we might equate that to feeling like we're in a funk. You know, not used to our schedule. Kids are still on vacation. You might be still in vacation, but still have to go back to work. Or still have to go back to work, but your kids might be home, and it just feels weird. Whatever it may be, funks are all normal, and you are not alone, because there's plenty of us going through this feeling, and just the happenings that occur at this time of year, you know? It's a reset, it's a restart, and clean slate, so that's really encouraging as well. So with that, going back to the beginning of the podcast, just a reminder to focus on what did and does work. So as we kind of enter in, New Year's Day is Monday. Focus on what does work. And just think as well, was there something over the holiday that was helpful or what I did right? Look back on what that was. Acknowledge it, appreciate it, and look forward. You know, it's important to continually look back on positive things that we did so we can take those and incorporate those into our coming days. Because if we remain in the past and think, well, I should have done this, well, I should have done that, then it's only going to make us more critical on ourselves as we think into the future. And it's going to be a lot more what ifs instead of, you know, the opposite of that. And the positive outlook on that of think of the opportunity. My mom always says that. Think of all the opportunities. And so when I get nervous or, you know, I'm dreading something, but instead of I don't want to or that's scary or whatever, but with the mindset of think of all the opportunities, it will do you much, much better. Because we only have two options, positivity or negativity. And when I think about it, I only want positivity, because what good does negativity do? Nothing. And so that's not to say don't diminish reality, because that's there too, but there's always a positive light we can bring on to things, and it's practicing and building that muscle that will help us through any hard time, because hard times are always going to be there, but that will keep us going and grounded. So with that, keep stacking your wins one by one. This is going to help us get sustainable habits and therefore sustainable results as we enter this new year. Whatever your reflections or goals or what have you, new habits you want to implement, just think about that. Sustainability is the key, because that's what's gonna continue to grow and flourish. And we are all about flourishing here. And so Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being here with us. And we can't wait for what this new year will come. And if you are not in our email chain yet or in our Facebook group, Beyond the Diet, be sure and get there. If you just go on Facebook, join Beyond the Diet, and then that'll get you added to our email chain. You'll want to be added to the email list, because there is a sale on the self-paced course of Beyond the Diet self-paced course. for the new year. So you won't want to miss out on that. The link will be in the show notes. This is perfect opportunity for the one who who knows they want to take a step forward but doesn't quite know yet what they want to do, or if they don't want to do personal coaching. This is a perfect opportunity to just, you know, dip your foot in, get a little taste of it, and be able to work on it at your own pace, and, you know, take it as you want, because that will only be best. And so, thank you everybody for listening. Link will be in the show notes. Happy New Year. Talk to you soon.